And joining us this morning from Colorado Springs Office of Emergency Management, someone we know well here, Gordon Brenner is here. Great to see you, Gordon.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Well, thanks for coming in. We've been doing a month-long series with the City of Colorado Springs on National Preparedness Month.
Right.
And this week we're talking about preparedness, we're talking about insurance, we're talking about flood safety. So there's a lot to know and be prepared.
There is. And we're watching the Hurricane Florence as it came ashore. It was only a Category 1, which is lesser winds, but boy, did it bring a lot of rain.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And those people had to be really ready to go. Many of them were, some of them weren't. But they needed to have their go kit. They needed to know where their emergency papers were and where they were going to go. But the big thing that has come out, and it's come out in the media quite a bit, is did they have flood insurance?
Right.
And unfortunately, a lot of people did not.
Yeah, I wonder why.
It's expensive, and that would be why most people don't have it, but you need to talk to your insurance agent and see what you can do about the price of that.
Okay.
In Colorado Springs, we belong to the National Flood Insurance Program's Community Rating System. It's called CRS, federal acronym there,
yeah.
And we do a lot in the community through the City of Colorado Springs, different departments, to increase the ability to get a discount. We have a rating of a 5, which means people get a 25% discount on their flood insurance here in Colorado Springs, whether you're in the flood zones or you can buy the insurance if you're out of the flood zones. It's much cheaper if you do that.
All right, Gordon, if someone's listening right now, they're saying, we're living in Colorado Springs, 6,000 feet plus feet. You know, it's not going to flood here. What do you say to them?
We get flooding. We've had flooding this summer, as a matter of fact. In July 23rd, we had a storm come right down Ute Pass.
Yeah.
People got flooded basements, flooding into their yards, damage to their vehicles, and things like that.
Yeah.
And we do get it. It's flash flooding. It's here and gone pretty quick, but boy, is it destructive.
Well, and some people live in floodplains, too.
They do. We've got some floodplains. And you can look at where you are located on that. Either go into FEMA's website, ready.gov, or to our website, csready.org, and look at our floodplain map, and it'll show you where you are in the floodplain.
Okay, perfect. And then let's also talk about car and homeowners insurance, because that's important too.
It is. In a long time ago, when I was much younger, you know, I just carried liability. I just had a cheap car, and my dad was an insurance agent, and he says, you know, you got to keep in mind, you need to carry a little bit more than that, because if something happens to your car and you got to replace it, do you have the cash in your pocket to do that?
Mm-hmm.
And so I started doing that. And 2 years ago, hailstorm in my part of town destroyed my truck. It's a 12-year-old truck. I still got enough money out of it. I could put a decent down payment on a new vehicle after that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something to keep in mind when you're looking at insurance for disasters, is what can you pay out of pocket and what do you need to insure?
And if you're a renter, what would you like people to know about that?
Renters have to have insurance.
Yes.
You really must have it. So many people, whether it's from the flooding like we saw with Hurricane Florence, or from the wildfires we had earlier this spring, really, where people had, you know, maybe they were living in a trailer or something, but they were renting it, and they didn't have insurance on their belongings, on their possessions. They came out of it, and they had nothing at the end of it.
That's not good. Well, and we know with all the different types of weather we get here, Gordon, like fire, flood, and winds are always a big concern. Anything else we should keep in mind with all of that?
Well, we're getting into the season for snow.
Yeah.
Pikes Peak, I noticed driving over this morning, has got a dusting up on the top. And like you said in the forecast, the weather's finally changing, getting a little bit cooler. We do have to be thinking about snow.
And just be ready.
Yep. That's right.
And let's do just really quick, because we've emphasized this every week, Gordon, to be prepared.
Right.
What you need to do to be prepared in case of an emergency.
Need to have a go kit. You need to be able to evacuate, especially if you're in what we call the wildland-urban interface, west side of town mainly, and around Palmer Park. The other thing you need to have is enough food on hand for you and your family for 72 hours. That's how long we need people to be basically self-sufficient. 3 full days. But if you look in your refrigerator, your freezer, and your cupboards, chances are you've got 3 days worth of food. Have water available so that all of you can have enough water. And when you wash things in that, hold on to that water so you can flush your toilet.
Yeah.
It's a big thing to have. And think about your pets. Make sure you've got enough food and water for your pets.
And I'm sure there's website. Everybody can go to get, like we talked about, all the insurance information, tips, and everything like that.
I have a couple of them this morning. CSReady.org is our website, and we have links to most of these places. FEMA has a really good website for preparing for disaster to document what you own. It's called KnowYourStuff.org, and that's a FEMA website. And, of course, then there's Ready.gov, which is FEMA's main website.
Perfect.
All right. Thanks for keeping us updated. And these are things you don't normally think about, but then when disaster strikes, you don't have time to plan. You got to move.
And we appreciate you helping us get the word out.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll catch you again soon. 7:43 on KRDO's Morning News.